Karen Middleton is our Australia correspondent. She's in Canberra and it's nearly Christmas. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Bless.
Christmas interrupted slightly this year.
Oh, I feel so much for those people in Sydney. That was our worst nightmare, wasn't it? It's almost cruel that it happens this close. How's it all tracking?
Well, they're a bit more optimistic, but the New South Wales state government is having a cabinet meeting this morning to make a decision about restrictions. So we're obviously talking about COVID-19 here and an outbreak on Sydney's northern beaches that was identified a few days ago. We got to 90 cases by yesterday, but they were looking... the government was pleased because the number of new cases per day had started to taper off already. So we got into double figures the other day. There were 15 new cases a day and there was concern that that was growing exponentially. But by yesterday, there was 8 new cases. So the government is hoping that the early measures that they took last week, early this week, to shut down the northern beaches area of Sydney where this has started, has had an impact. They've resisted, the Premier Gladys Berejiklian has resisted shutting down the whole of Sydney, but people have certainly been asked to limit their movements, and all the other states and territories have moved very quickly to close their borders to people either from that region north of Sydney or in some cases from the whole state. So that has really kiboshed a lot of Christmas plans for a lot of people. People scrambled for the borders in the last few days to get across before the restrictions came into place. We here in Canberra are in the Australian Capital Territory that's completely surrounded by New South Wales. So it's not very straightforward to try and impose a hard border, but they've certainly said do not go to Sydney and do not have Sydney people at your Christmas. So my family's Christmas has been interrupted by that, but there are a lot of people who've had far worse, and people on the northern beaches are looking at, I think, a very restricted Christmas at the moment. So, yeah, it's a shame, and we would have hoped that we could have avoided something like this, especially after what we went through in Victoria over the recent months. But it does look like it's broken out of international travellers in hotel quarantine or more likely flight crew that were not required to quarantine in hotels in the same way as other people. So there'll be a big investigation, I think.
There sure
that.
Will. I think we had a lot of angsting around that situation as well, flight crews going on to domestic flights and things. But look, it's just there by the grace of God stuff, you know. And is there any talk about this UK strain with, you know, I think the US, has it moved to close its borders? Certainly much of Europe has with this new strain in the UK. Is it being discussed in Australia?
Yeah, I think they've got 3 cases of the new strain that they've identified that are people in hotel quarantine that they're confident they've contained.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is the big issue, isn't it? The genomic testing, I mean, it's quite amazing that they can test and figure out where the virus has come from, who's had it. Like, they can see enough similarities in each person to work out who's sharing which strain of the virus, and that's a large part of the testing going on here now. And I must say the testing here has been massive. They've done, you know, 40,000 odd tests in the last couple of days just to try and mass test, particularly people in the affected areas here, to see what the strain is, whether there's any more of this UK strain, because as you say, it's a big concern. And the Europeans are looking at that now and being very worried about what that means for them, because it seemed to be far more contagious. Who would have thought it was possible, but more contagious than the ordinary version. So, yes, I think the scientists will be working overtime over Christmas trying to work all this out.
Now, what's the strange story around this Vatican deal? Money being transferred to Australia?
Yeah, so look, there's been a weird story around this here in Australia for the last few months. Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells, who's a New South Wales Liberal Senator, Conservative Senator, practising Catholic, she had been in the Parliament asking questions about money transfers from the Vatican. And the suggestion has been that there might have been some connection between undisclosed and strange money transfers from the Vatican and the prosecution of Cardinal George Pell. Now, you'll remember, because we've talked about it so many times, that George Pell was convicted of historical child sexual abuse charges, and then the High Court quashed those charges last year after he served a jail term. Well, recently George Pell went back to Rome and has been there for some months and has begun giving interviews all over the place, talking about not only his own experience ahead of releasing a book about it, but also suggesting in recent days that he's been framed, that he was set up by someone who didn't like him. He's been very involved in cleaning up Vatican finances. He was sent to the Vatican as the sort of third in charge, effectively the Vatican's treasurer. And there's been a lot of concern over some time about the Vatican's finances and whether money was disappearing and the like. There's been a cardinal there, Giovanni Angelo Becciu, who has been sort of banished from the Vatican in recent months, who was seen to be the sort of nemesis or rival of George Pell. And he is now speaking openly, George Pell is now speaking openly, suggesting that somehow he was framed and that drawing a kind of indirect link to all of this. Well, today in the newspapers here in Australia, in the Australian newspaper, the report is that at least $2 billion has been transferred clandestinely from the Vatican to Australia. Now, the allegation that's been made is that this might have somehow been used to secure evidence against George Pell, so that it was somebody allegedly seeking to incriminate George Pell in a way that he would be convicted and not be able to return to Rome. Now, it seems like a massive conspiracy and a bit of a stretch and out there. Although we have heard conspiracy theories about the Vatican in the past, and we've read the novels of Dan Brown and the like, so who knows? But Australian police have actually investigated these allegations in the last few months. AUSTRAC, the financial crimes trackers, have looked into it. They've come up with nothing and said that they can't find any evidence. But we see this story in The Australian again today suggesting that there is now evidence that money had been transferred. So, look, it's a very strange and mysterious story, but Cardinal Pell is certainly seeking to now, having cleared his name, restore his reputation.
Yes. Now, there might have been a lot of frictions of late with China, but there's a bit of a lovin' with Australia and the US at the moment, with the outgoing president anyway.
Yes, I guess we're going to see a lot of this with Donald Trump doing all kinds of things before he leaves office next month. But we've now learned that he's bestowed a military honour on our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, for leadership in addressing global challenges. It's called the Legion of Merit. It seems it was quietly bestowed on Australia's Ambassador to Washington, Arthur Sinodinos, in the last couple of days in place of Mr. Morrison, who obviously can't get over there. But it seems, according to the news reports around today, that Mr. Trump has bestowed this on the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and also on Scott Morrison, who he was seen to get on quite well with, for sort of leadership in promoting global security. So a gong for the Prime Minister. Certainly George W. Bush bestowed various gongs on our former Prime Minister John Howard too towards the end of his term. So it's not unheard of, but nice for Mr. Morrison to get a gong, and one of the things that Donald Trump has prioritised in the middle of a pandemic on his way out the door.
It's going straight to the pool room.
Yeah.
I should be so facetious. But he's probably not listening.
Well, possibly not. But yes, it does. I mean, it doesn't quite rank up there with the president's obsession with the size of a shower head and not getting enough water out of it to wash his hair, which was the news that was coming out last week in the middle of the pandemic with terrible numbers of people dying. But Mr. Trump has priorities that are not the same as everybody else's.
Karen, you're an absolute gem. I'm sorry the Christmas has been mucked with a bit, but it's the whole 2020 thing. It's the vibe. Another great Australian movie. It's the same movie.
It is the same movie, yes.
So thank you very, very much. Have a great rest is the main thing. A great peaceful rest. I hope you get to catch up with the family properly in due course. And thank you again for your time.
Thank you, and may all you Kiwis across the pond have a COVID-free Christmas and look forward to chatting to you next year.
We might be hooking up in the first quarter of next year in a bubble. You never know. Fingers crossed.
Well, who knows about it now? Maybe the Prime Ministers will revise that, but we'll cross our fingers.
Thank you. Karen Middleton, our Australian correspondent.